what's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to chop up some great game on today's broadcast, as we always do. What we're going to do is take that quick commercial break. And while we're taking that commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to hit that thumbs up button. Hit that thumbs up button. Hit the like button. Let everybody know that the game is real, because we're going to get heavy on today's broadcast. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after these messages. Don't move a muscle.
It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I want to tell you about my documentary, Game Kings, The Definition of Game, starring myself, the Boss Mac Topsoil, Rosebud, Ron Wills, Miles Cunningham, and much more. In this documentary, you're going to learn about confidence, manhood, attracting women, and the definition of the game. To get this documentary, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's going on, family? Are you looking for a job right now, or you know somebody who is in need of a job? Then visit acandle.com. Due to COVID-19 right now, so many millions of people are out of work, and acandle.com has online jobs where you can work right now from your own home. Don't wait. Go to acandle.com right now so you can find your online job. That's A-K-A-N-D-L-E.com.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed, available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack, and the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Winky apparel is the latest fly and revolutionary streetwear to hit the market. Winky is a Swahili word that means abundance. Winky apparel is designed to promote abundance for the culture. The 100% Black-owned streetwear collection consists of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and hats. Be sure to order your hoodie now and get a 15% discount at wingyapparel.com. Remember, all hoodies is not created equal. wingyapparel.com.
Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuses to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that covers topics like anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, and other topics that black nerds can relate to? Then you need to check out the podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide empowerment to black nerds everywhere. So that is swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, swarthynerd.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business, or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle, one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
As foundational black Americans, we're getting closer to receiving our tangibles, but white supremacists are becoming increasingly more aggressive. So it's important that we as a collective of black people protect ourselves in hostile and vulnerable situations. Go visit the website darkblack.me and purchase the gun safety training and marksmanship instruction videos right now. That's darkblack.me right now. Listen up, family. It's a new year, and On Code Clothing is the refresh for your winter wardrobe. On Code Clothing offers a full line of black empowerment-themed apparel, everything from sweatshirts to hoodies to scullies and long sleeves. If you're already on code, stay there, and if you're not on code, get there at oncodeclothing.com. Remember, this is not for everyone. This is all black and exclusive, and it's a melanated brand that you need to tap into today. When you go to oncodeclothing.com, use the discount code TariqRadio at checkout and save for a limited time at oncodeclothing.com. Check out the brand new book, Reporting Live from Jim Crow, Ida B. Wells. It's a brand new book by author E.J. Wade. This book destroys the sanitized narrative of Ida B. Wells, and it presents her as the foundational Black American hero that she really was. This book also accurately covers the overthrow of Reconstruction, and it talks about the events that led to the removal of our sister Ida B. Wells from history. So check out this book right now, Reporting Live from Jim Crow, available now at Amazon.com, paperback, or Kindle. What's going on, family? Don't let COVID-19 keep you from achieving your health and fitness goals, because your health is cut from the same cloth as your wealth. Be the best version of yourself with Salomon's Gym products and services. You get customized online training made just for you. Salomon has ankle, thigh, and power bands to stretch and strengthen and tone your whole body while burning fat when you train. Buy any three products, get one free ankle resistant band. Go to SalomonsFitnessWorld.com, enter the coupon code Tariq, and save 10% off on your order. That's SalomonsFitnessWorld.com. Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products, including beard and face wash, balm, oil, mist, and detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all five products for just $50. So check this out, all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximum strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in on this so-called historic day. This is inauguration day for Jim Crow Biden and Kamala Harris getting into the White House. And there has been a massive plantation celebration, and that's what we're going to discuss on today's broadcast. We're going to talk about the plantation celebration that we've been seeing in relation to this. Now, I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button. I need y'all to hit that like button, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button, ladies and gentlemen, because we're gonna go there. We're gonna talk about this thing. We're going to talk about this thing today. By the way, we have four more days until you guys get to see the world premiere of the Buck Breaking trailer. The upcoming movie Buck Breaking will be out in a couple of months, and you are going to be the first to see the trailer right here on my YouTube channel this Sunday on my live Sunday broadcast, 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 o'clock Eastern time. and 9 o'clock Central Time. So all my East Coast people, 10 o'clock this Sunday p.m. on my live channel. My West Coast people, 7 p.m. on my live channel, West Coast time. I'm going to definitely try to be on time because I know a lot of people are going to be tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, let's get to what's going on out here today. So Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, they've been sworn in. A lot of heavy security out there in Washington, D.C. A lot of us, we've been very critical of the Biden administration, and we still are. I've done a couple of interviews with some foreign news agencies today. They're asking me questions about why certain black people are not as excited as others. Well, and I let them know, Jim Crow Joe Biden, this guy, he's not new to the dance. When black people are saying, hey, Joe Biden has already said he ain't gonna do nothing for black people, so why the hell are we even celebrating this guy? People come with the same weak straw man arguments. Well, we gotta wait till he get in office to see. I mean, he ain't been sworn in yet. Don't play that game. Let's not play that game. Joe Biden has been in politics for 47 damn years. That man has been in politics almost his entire adult life, and he's old and decrepit now. That man has been in politics for decades and decades. And throughout his tenure as a politician, none of his policies benefited black people in any specific, tangible way. Not only has his policies not helped us, he has specifically harmed black people. We're not going to ever let you get away from that crime bill, the first and second crime bill. We're not going to let you get away from his segregationist type of policies and ideologies. We're not going to let you get away from that. We're not going to let you get away from the benign neglect policy of the Obama administration that he was a part of as well. He was a part of the Obama administration where they turned a blind eye to black people being slaughtered by these white supremacists. A reporter asked me today, she said, well, Biden said he's going to do something about racism. And I explain, they talk about racism as long as there's a Republican to dump the racism on. See, that don't count. See, all they do when they talk about racism, they dump it on Trump. And a lot of goofy niggas fall for that. Man, Trump is a white supremacist, man. Why y'all mad Trump ain't out? That whole accusatory thing, if we criticize Biden, y'all must be Trump supporters. That's a talking point that's handed down from the top brass of the Democrats. It's a deflection talking point. We can criticize Biden. Biden has been in office and been in politics for years. He's done a lot of janky things in politics. And truth be told, when he talks about white supremacy, they didn't talk about it under their administration. All of this stuff with these white supremacists being empowered, ladies and gentlemen, that started under Obama. We're not going to revise history. It's time to remind you of history. Black folks getting slaughtered by these damn race soldiers and law enforcement, that was under Obama Biden. That was under the Democrats. A Democratic president, a Democratic attorney general, a Democratic prosecutor, a Democratic judges, Democratic police sheriffs, Democratic mayors. Most of these killings would happen in Democratic run cities. They're not going to sit up here and dump all the racism and white supremacy and anti-blackness on Trump. No, no, no. Y'all not about to dump it all on him. No, no, no. Y'all help create those MAGA maniacs. You are the ones who empowered them. Y'all sat up here knowing that these race soldiers were on these police forces. You know what's funny? All of these articles coming out now from the liberal media, they keep acting shocked that all those people who were up at the Capitol riots a couple of weeks ago, they're acting shocked that these were active law enforcement, active military, active politicians. They're now acting like they're just learning about all of these extremist groups. Hey guys, there's a group called the Proud Boys. Hey guys, wow, there's a group called the Oath Keepers, man. Family, if y'all watch me on Twitter, y'all know I've been talking about these people for years. All through the Obama administration, I've been tweeting relentlessly talking about the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, 3%ers, talking about all the hand signals. The Democrats knew. They knew. We've been talking about white supremacists infiltrating law enforcement for years. The FBI put out the memo during, really, Obama. I think they put it out just a little bit before Obama. So they knew going in that there were white supremacists in law enforcement. They didn't do a damn thing about it. They didn't do anything about any race soldiers harming black people. So they're not going to sit up here and play dumb and act shocked now. And now everybody's acting like since Trump is out of office, white supremacy is about to go away. No, family. The Democrats and Biden, they're making a deal with the white supremacists. See, this is why they're so lenient on these white supremacists who ran up in the Capitol. They're very lenient on them because the message they're sending is, look, don't fight us. I know you're mad at us, but look, leave us good white folks alone. Leave some of these immigrant buffer classes alone that we're going to have flood the country. We're going to have 11 million immigrants flood the country on top of the Negroes. What we'll do, you simmer down, all y'all white radicals, Oath Keepers, we're not going to give you no harsh time. Just simmer down. And when you're ready to attack the Negroes, we're going to put them out there and just let you have at it. We'll just turn a blind eye and just let you do your thing. It's the Great Compromise Part 2. That's the deal. It's the same thing they did after the Civil War. A northern politician went down to the South and said, hey, look, I know we had a fight. I know we were, the Union and the Confederacy were fighting, but listen, guys. And was it Rutherford B. Hayes? I think that's his name, the one who made that great compromise. He went down to the Southerners, and this is when they were trying to get back on the white supremacist code after the Civil War. They fought each other, but they had to get on white supremacist code literally. Henry Grady was one of the main people to promote the North and the South sticking to the code of white supremacy. That's what Henry Grady is known for. And they got a statue of Henry Grady in Atlanta. They got a bunch of monuments and hospitals and schools named after Henry Grady. Henry Grady's only claim to fame was to promote white supremacy between the North and the South. And they got a big ass statue of this asshole in the middle of Atlanta. And niggas running around Atlanta talking about they Grady babies because they were born at Grady Hospital. And Grady was a hardcore white supremacist propagandist. His words, he was a white supremacist in his own words. That's all he's known for. So the name of the game was to say, look, let's let bygones be bygones. We know we fought each other, but we have to stick to the same white supremacist code against these niggas. So what the North did eventually, the North made a deal. Rutherford B. Hayes said, look, y'all vote for me, get me in office. I tell you what, I'll pull the federal troops out of the South. We'll get rid of the Freedmen's Bank and all of these benefits and voting rights for the Negroes. We'll take all that away. We'll let you do what you do. We'll just get the troops out of here and you can have at it with these Negroes. So they elected him and then they started to engage in benign neglect against black people. And that's when we started to see all the lynchings of black people. The lynchings of black people started after slavery. During slavery, black people were rarely lynched. Now, you were beaten to death sometimes by slave owners when you ran away too much. But generally, because black people were property and black people were insured and there was a monetary value on black people at the time. No. Black people were not lynched all willy-nilly during slavery. The lynching started, for the most part, after slavery. You understand? It was the Great Betrayal. You see? And that's what's going on now, family. This is the Great Betrayal Part 2. Biden and Kamami at this inauguration, they made it nigga fest. It was just it's a plantation parade. What they do, they parade around a lot of black people. They're sitting up here trying to give Kamala Harris black credentials, but then slipping in that Asian thing too. She's the first black American and Asian American. They have made sure to say that today in every single publication, every single major news organization. They have made sure to slip in she's also Asian American, which I knew they were going to do. And later on down in her administration, it's just going to be all Asian. All the blackness is going to go away. So they're trying to blacken her up. See, it was nigger fest today. It was a plantation parade. They had Howard University, the Howard band out there marching around, twerking it up. And they had Michelle Obama and her little outfit and niggas gushing over Michelle Obama's outfit. And we're critical of this. The Negroes are online. Man, can't we just enjoy this day? Can't we just celebrate? How can we just can't celebrate? That's the problem with some of you goofy niggas. And I know some goofy niggas are listening. Some Biden sexuals are listening right now. I know some Biden sexuals are listening right now. I know you're listening. Celebrate what? See, that's a plantation Sambo mentality. I just want just celebration, just one day to celebrate. Just, we got to pick all this cotton. Can't we just celebrate one day? This is why black folks, we value partying all the time. That's some shit left over from slavery. That's some stuff left over from slavery. We value getting just at least a day off the party and then remember the party. That's why we always clubbing, going to parties, turning up. That's all we do now. And we do it to the point where it's not really fun. That's why we go out and do it. And the first thing that happens, niggas start getting into fights all over the place. You see? Because see, we're not doing anything constructive in between time. But we just want one day. We got so much subjugation. Just one day to party and celebrate. Yeah, we know it's fake, but just one day to celebrate, just to have a good time. No. When we're dealing with oppressors and people who are going to usher in our demise, the last thing we need to do is party with them. I'm not trying to party with no damn Democrats. I wasn't partying with Trump either. I'm not trying to party with no damn Biden after they done told us what the hell they ain't gonna do for us. They done already told us what the hell they ain't gonna do. Him and Kamala done told us they ain't doing a damn thing for us. So what are you partying for? See, we got Negroes out here partying for illusion. And family, the bar is set so low. Black folks know they're not getting anything. Biden has already said what he ain't gonna do. And he's already talked about prioritizing 11 million immigrants, all of these other groups over us. He's gonna give all types of tangibles and benefits to other groups and not gonna do anything for us. And black people know this. But the thing is, black people knowing this, but wanna be included, we've set the bar hella low. So what they do, they give black people symbolic benefits, meaning they're gonna parade a lot of Negroes around. They got Negroes up here reading poems. See, that's our reparations. We get to see somebody read poems. They get to tell us all this symbolic stuff. And look at all these talking points that we're seeing from the Democrats that we're seeing online. Hey, little black girls can look up at the White House and they can see themselves. That's the same shit they said under Obama. See, they're using the same talking points. We get these symbolic psychic benefits just by seeing a person with melanin who don't have our lineage sit up and not do anything for us. So we get to see a little black girl gets to see a bed wench get an office, and she can learn how to mass incarcerate and benign neglect of the black people, just like Kamala. Yay! That's not a positive. And speaking of Kamala, you see the black credentials they're trying to give her. Did y'all see them parading her little black nieces around? See, they don't want to put Kamala's Indian family around her. You know, she already got white zaddy. So what they did, they got, at the inauguration, her and Biden are parading around. So they got Kamala Harris's sister, who happens to be married to a black dude. So they got the black brother-in-law running around there. And then they got the little black kids, his kids. And they got Kamala holding the kids. And they made sure to comb the baby girl's hair in Afro puffs. So you can see there's some Negro jeans in there. I mean, the cosmetics of this thing is just a freak show. It's a desperation type of thing. If y'all don't peep that, they got them kids running around here with their little Afro puffs, and Kamala Harris is walking around holding her nieces, because ain't nobody else black in her family. And then, oh, it's a train wreck. And again, the bar has been set so low. Black Twitter, and most of Black Twitter, a bunch of immigrant Sambos and Tethers and Anchor Babies, and some buck dancing LGBT niggas too. But on Black Twitter, the bar is set so low because black folks know they're not getting anything. Black people on Twitter and online are over exaggerating every little thing from the inauguration. Ooh, look, we got the pearls on. Look at this. I got my pearls on and my chucks. So every little minor thing, Sambo Twitter has to really over-exaggerate it. Look at the word laid was trending because Michelle Obama showed up with her hair done. So niggas are going ooh gaga over Michelle Obama's perm. Ooh, that do shit. Michelle Obama hair is laid. You better slay. This is desperation and the lowering of the bar. The bar is just to the ground. If you show up, people showing up with their hair done, niggas celebrating. Ooh, high five. She did that. She did that. Yeah. All that nigga Sambo shit. And Michelle Obama was dressed very nice today, but she was dressed like goddamn Nick Fury, and niggas, ooh, her outfit, ooh. This is like a fashion show, just a Sambo Plantation fashion show. Y'all niggas who sat up here oohing and eyeing over this symbolic nothing burger nigga shit, you should be ashamed. Y'all look stupider than a motherfucker, and I hope all you niggas listening, all that oohing and eyeing, ooh, that's a product. What kind of, that Hugo Boss? What can you, and ooh, it can't nobody slay like Michelle Obama. Shut the hell up. Goofy niggas. And then when you point out the goofballness of this, then you have Negroes trying to rationalize. But she was dressed nice. I saw a couple of people in the chat room just now. Well, I thought you were dressed nice. Okay, what does that mean? Family, the Nazis were dressed nice. The hell does that mean? The Nazis had their uniforms designed by Hugo Boss. Google that. Hugo Boss, the high-end fashion designer house, Hugo Boss was a damn Nazi. The Nazi uniforms were made of great quality fabric. So some of the victims of the Holocaust, were they saying the same thing? Ooh, I'm about to get burnt up, but look at that. Hugo Boss is banging. That thing is fierce. Do you think they were talking like that? We're sitting up here, the Biden administration, they're about to run us in the ground right now, dude. We're about to get a major backlash as foundational black Americans. We ain't got time to be oohing and aahing over no damn outfit with these folks ushering in our demise. These folks are going to go to town on our ass, man. And you got goofy, sassy, moist, childlike niggas oohing and aahing like they watching the damn BET Awards. This thing is about to get real out here. we drop the, there is no bar. Forget about the bar, it's low. There is no bar at all. While niggas are doing all this oohing and aahing, well, guess what? All these illegal immigrants are at the border right now doing the Birdman hand rub for all them damn tangibles they about to get. I mean, they're heading to the border now. The country is about to get flooded. And y'all goofy niggas who voted for Biden helped assist this. Y'all helped assist this stuff. We are about to get flooded with a bunch of hostile anti-black immigrants who are going to come over and utilize all the tax dollars that we need. We got all these homeless black people out here, jobless black people suffering, and our meager tax dollars that we already need reinforcements for, that's going to be divvied out to all of these hostile anti-black immigrants that y'all dumbasses just helped get over here. For what reason? So basically, y'all trying to get some interracial sex. Y'all trying to get some brownie points from your white buddies. Family. All these angry white supremacists that's mad at the system, they're propping us up for a reason. So all that anger and backlash is going to hit us. The backlash is going to hit us. But ooh, look at her dress though. Look at that belt. Ooh, you better slay. You better slay Michelle Obama and Kamala with all that black girl magic and shit. Silly Sambos. Now, when you point this out, niggas start trying to deflect into Trump. Now, we're not going to let you deflect onto Trump because see what they're going to do now. They're going to keep trying to bring Trump up to contrast and compare. Yeah. We're not going to let you do that. Y'all Negroes who sat up here and co-signed this nonsense, you're going to have to own that. Because the thing is, when you look at Trump and when you look at Biden, and I've asked this question many, many times, what has Trump done to black people? Because black folks are telling other black people, man, we y'all better not complain about Biden. What, you want 4 more years of Trump? I mean, shit, sound like y'all want 4 more years of Trump. Shit, we done went through that. We done had to live through 4 more years of Trump. What the hell happened to black people in the last 4 years under Trump? Not a damn thing that didn't happen under Obama Biden. Not one damn thing happened to black people under Trump that didn't happen under goddamn Obama and Biden. It was worse under Obama and Biden. It was absolutely worse. More black people were killed by race soldiers under Obama and Biden. They kicked off the whole wave. Absolutely nothing happened under Trump to black people. Trump really didn't do anything negative to us in a large scale. He didn't do anything to us. Trump didn't mass incarcerate a lot of black folks. That's not giving props to Trump. I'm just talking about policy. It was Obama who did all the blue lives. He was the one protecting the cops, so Trump didn't even have to protect the damn police. Obama took care of that for him. Trump didn't do any type of policy that harmed black people in a massive way. I'm just talking policy. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm talking policy. If we're going to compare white supremacists, let's compare. Biden is worse. Biden is much worse. Trump talked a lot of shit, but he didn't give any policies that harm foundational black Americans. Now, other groups, they kind of got the business. That ain't our damn problem. See, that's the thing. See, they don't want to equally distribute the pain. See, they want all the pain to hit us. No. Spread that shit out. No, don't just levy it down on us. Because see, right now, everybody's going to get protections. Everybody's going to get benefits under Biden, except us, man. We're out here sitting fucking ducks under Biden, dude. We're sitting ducks right now. The Latinos, Arabs, all these other people are going to get protections and benefits and tangibles and everything. We're the ones sitting out here going to get the brunt of the bullshit. At least under Trump, all of that was distributed to other groups. Hold your own damn nuts. It ain't our job to sit up here and be the sacrificial lamb for folks. You understand? Not only did Trump not do the stuff that Biden and Obama did, Biden had a damn crime bill that locked up scores of black folks. And truth be told, yesterday, Trump pardoned a lot of black people. That was a good chess move. I like that. Trump pardoned a lot of black people, including Kodak Black, Lil Wayne, Harry O, and Kwame Kilpatrick. He pardoned them, and we were campaigning for that. I put up a list of 8 people, I think, that needed to be pardoned a day before. And I know that the Trump administration and all those folks, they watch our tweets. They watch mine particularly. So, but 4 out of the people on that list got pardoned. Well, no, Kilpatrick wasn't on the list. So out of my list, it was 3 out of the 8. 3 out of the 8. But they watch my stuff. And other people were campaigning too. But the Trump administration, they watch my stuff. All those guys follow me. They follow me. They follow me heavy. Now, some of these people were on state charges, so they couldn't get pardoned by Trump with federal pardons. They couldn't do that. And some of these Biden sexuals were up here talking about, why get them niggas out? Such and such is a drug dealer. Fuck Lil Wayne. Okay, first of all, even if I don't like a black person, I don't wish jail on any black person. Especially on some bullshit charges or whatever. You just got a gun possession or weed possession. I don't wish charges on black people like that, who didn't, if you ain't raped nobody or knocked somebody upside the head, I'm not wishing jail on you. Now, if you're a rapist or child molester, whatever, hell, you know, you got to get that punishment. But black folks who got caught up in some bullshit where you ain't raping nobody and you ain't knocking nobody in the head, you ain't robbing nobody, nah, I don't co-sign that at all. I don't co-sign that at all. But we got a lot of Negroes out here who they want to be little plantation overseers. They'll sit up and argue with you. And Trump, why don't Trump get them out of jail? Them niggas should have been in jail. That's why when you mention Kamala Harris's record and when you mention Joe Biden's record to some of these Democratic Sambos, when you break them on down, they'll tell you the truth. Well, some of them niggas supposed to be in jail. Kamala Harris supposed to lock them niggas up. Okay, there we go. You just a plantation minion. When a nigga talks like that, it's game over. That's a nigga who don't need to be around us. Family, the Democrat Party is the new party of coons. It was the Republicans. But now, family, when I look at these Negroes who sit up here and support Biden and Kamala, that's the new coon party right there. Let's be real. Look at the people who really support Biden and Kamala. And I don't support any party. I support really policies. I'm a policy supporter. Whoever has the best policy, I'm with. But all of these niggas cheerleading for Biden and Kamala, knowing how janky their record is. See, they can try to use Trump as an excuse, but no, what they really like, they like the anti-black policies of Kamala and Biden, because these niggas don't like other black folks. Because usually, most of the Biden sexuals are immigrants, anchor babies, bed wenches, LGBT Negroes, or elderly plantation Sambos. Notice these are the 4 main people you see promoting and co-signing Kamala Harris and Biden. I look at them, yeah, they're Democoons. They are Democoons. You think? I don't co-sign them at all. And with Trump releasing all those brothers from jail, hell, Trump has done more for black folks than damn Biden, if we're going to go technical with it. I don't want to hear nothing from a damn Democrat about how much of a white supremacist Trump is. Okay, yeah, he is. So is Biden. Well, Trump, man, shit, just letting a couple of folks out of jail, that's crumbs. Well, Biden didn't even give us crumbs. Okay? Biden didn't even give us the damn crumbs. So he's worse. Whatever you're saying about Trump, that's a reflection of Biden. Biden is worse than that. So what does that say about your ass? You are a Democoon supporting Biden and Kamala. And all y'all get to do is have a damn talent show for one day. Sambo nonsense. See, family, listen. This was a plantation parade. During slavery, guys, around the holidays, this is when black folks were able to do a celebration for a couple of days, particularly around Christmas. During slavery, around Christmas time, this was a time that black people valued, as black people value now. They value the holidays now because you get to take a few days off from picking cotton. The slave owners, what they would do, they would give black people temporary passes so that they can go visit their wives and children on other plantations. Remember, black people who were enslaved, they would be married to somebody from another plantation. Their children might be at another plantation down the road or at the next town. So black people would get temporary passes to kind of go around a little bit more freely around Christmas time. The work schedule was a little bit more laxed. The slave owners would be on vacation visiting their families, so it was a more laxed system around the holidays, okay? So black people valued that, and there were three types of black people around during the plantation parade holidays. You had the black people who wanted to turn up, so they can keep those turn up memories while they were on the plantation again picking cotton so they can talk about it. Man, remember last Christmas when we had the banjo over at Master Stevens' house? Man, we sure had a good time, didn't we? Oh, yes, we did. So they can talk about that the whole year. That once a year turn up experience. Man, you saw the clothes I had, boy. Master Jefferson passed down me some pants. I put those pants on, man. I was lit, wasn't it? Who? You sure was. Cephas, you sure was. We can have plantation babble on the plantation. That was the first type. The plantation partiers. They wanted to party and talk about the party for the rest of the year. That was the first type of person you had during the plantation holidays. The second person type of slave you had the North Star niggas, meaning the slaves who would run away to the north. Because you have to understand, a lot of people would run away during Christmas time because everything was so laxed. Harriet Tubman did a lot of her escapes and saves and her expeditions during Christmas. They would time it for Christmas, where she would take black folks to the north. A lot of black people would go to the north so that they can kind of get with the northern liberal white people. So these were the black people. They didn't want to be on the plantation, but they kind of wanted to find a couple of white liberal friends in the north and kind of get a job with them and kind of lay low and be free in the north with some of their white liberal friends. See, we got some niggas like that today, see? We got a lot of white folks who don't like hardcore white supremacy, but they like the liberal kind of white supremacy. It's more passive aggressive. You don't really have too many rights, but they're just not as brutal as they are on the plantation. You know? So you can go to the north and you got some white friends. A lot of black folks who don't want to be completely oppressed on the plantation, they look for the white liberal friends. A lot of the Democratic coons are like that. Some of them are coons, some of them are not, but a lot of the Democratic coons, they like getting up on the good white peoples and getting in good trouble. That's that John Lewis. I was in good trouble. You love being up under white folks, helping you, saving you. The idea of liberal white people coming to your rescue. See, this is why they like to promote Harriet Tubman, who was a writer. Let's be very clear. Our sister Harriet Tubman was a writer. But they really promote her in white society because the white church helped her out a lot. They were helping out with the Underground Railroad. The white abolitionists, see. And a lot of these white abolitionists were fake as hell. We're going to be talking about that in the new Buck Breaking movie too, guys. I can't wait for y'all to see the Buck Breaking movie. But then, guys, you have the third type of black person who was around during the plantation holidays. You had the Maroons. You had the people who got off the plantation and they did not go to the North. They went to the South. They went to Florida. See, these were the Maroons, where they went down there where other black folks were running things. The other black warriors who were running things. Those black Seminoles and those other black Maroons, where they weren't trying to go up there in the North and kick it with white folks. They were down there fighting and beating their own path and slaughtering the white supremacists down there in Florida. You see, that's us. We're the Maroon-minded people. I think like the Maroons, I don't need to be up under no damn liberal or no conservative white supremacists. No, I want them out of my way so we can build and do our thing on our own terms and not answer to them at all. That's what those brothers in Florida was doing. Those Seminole Maroons who whooped ass and they blended into the mountains and blended into the hills and blended into the swamps and lived by their own terms. You see? That's who I am. I'm a Maroon. I'm like John Horse. See, they don't like talking about the John Horses of the world. That's why after Buck Breaking, we're going to immediately go into that film about the Seminoles and all the riders and the American Maroons that nobody ever talks about. That's a history that's never talked about. We're going to go into deep, deep detail about that in the next film after Buck Breaking. But family, these people are going to serve us up for the backlash. Family, just the other day, on Martin Luther King's birthday, as a matter of fact, his birthday was a couple of days ago, out there in New York, they had a Black Lives Matter protest out there in New York, man. The NYPD started attacking black folks left and right, beating the hell out of people. The NYPD cut loose. What's that attorney general out there in New York, Letitia James, is that her name? Who filed a lawsuit, she filed a civil suit against the NYPD. And I tweeted something the other day. I'm like, you should have filed criminal charges. Man, you should have hit Pantaleo. You should have filed criminal charges, a damn civil suit. That ain't nothing. They'll get their union to use the union dues to pay that. Or our tax dollars to end up paying that. That ain't nothing. Put these assholes in jail if you're going to do something. If you're going to do something, put somebody in jail. You got to give these people some real jail time to show them punishment. You know? But the thing is, we got to understand that all of this buck dancing and celebrating for nothing, there's a lot of black folks out here who are afraid of freedom. They want to be the North Star niggas. They want to be under the white abolitionists. They don't want to get rid of a white mommy and white daddy. They just want a more liberal white mommy, white daddy. Yeah? They just want a more liberal white mommy and white daddy. Somebody who's just not as mean as the slave owners. See, because when you deal with the slave owners, you know the shit is real. You're going to have to deal with reality or die. And the thing is, a lot of black folks sit up here and play dumb, sit up here and play goofy. And you don't really want any kind of freedom. You don't want to be self-sufficient. You don't want to beat your own path. You don't want to have that maroon mentality, because see, the maroons, see, the Seminoles and the brothers who were maroons down there in Florida, they had to build their communities from scratch repeatedly. When it got tore down, they would go to another place in Florida and just build up a whole new community overnight. They had to be resilient. They had to be warriors. They had to fight. They had to be on top of their game. These were thorough brothers and sisters down there. They never talk about this. This is why I really, 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 really want to do this piece. This is one of the most important pieces that we're going to do, because the Black Maroons, that story has been hidden and buried. They don't want to show foundational Black Americans lighting these damn white supremacist asses up and winning. We always forget the Black Seminoles actually won. The country had to get a treaty with them to say, okay, we ain't gonna enslave you no more. That's some gangster shit that nobody likes talking about. See, they don't want us to get inspiration from that. And see, right now, when it comes to Black people getting what we're supposed to get, see, they give us a bunch of symbolic nothing burgers. They tell us, well, it's all about unity. When it comes to us getting tangibles, everything is about, well, you don't feel empathy for the people in cages in the ICE detentions? Not my problem. I'm not in the feeling business. I'm in the tangible business. This ain't got nothing to do with emotions. That ain't my problem. I'm not the immigrant whisperer. I have children. I have foundational Black American extended family out here who needs to be taken care of in a country that our family built. It is not your job or mine to sit up here and put the cape on for all of these other groups who, after we help their asses, they come over here and tell us that we all types of mayatas and akatas, and they don't do shit to help us. I'm not lifting a finger to help a goddamn person before I help my own foundational Black American family. It's just that simple. I'm not doing the kumbaya. Did y'all see J-Lo on the damn inauguration? She's singing, then all of a sudden she's speaking Spanish, and oh, they're sending all the dog whistles. She's singing, "This land is your land, this land is my land," giving dog whistles to all the immigrants to come on over and run these niggas over. Hello, this land is your land. All that nigga shit, dude. It's silly nonsense. They're getting their immigrant tethers to bury us over here. Y'all better take the emotion out of it. Man, ain't no emotion when our kids are starving and our people are homeless. Ain't no damn emotion. Ain't no damn emotion. Man, we get crippled by the government and all of these immigrant tethers stepping over us. We get crippled by these people, and they tell us, well, damn it, pull yourself up by your bootstrap. Nigga, let me tell y'all something. I don't take any advice, especially, I don't really take advice from the white supremacists, but damn if I take advice from any kind of person who came over from an immigrant background. I'm not taking advice from nobody who fled. Nigga, you are not a good example on who to take advice from. Your ass left your own country in shambles. So anything you got to tell me goes in one ear and right out the other, because you don't have the damn, you ain't got the answer, Sway. If you left your country in shambles, will you please shut the fuck up telling foundational Black Americans what the hell we should do? At least we're over here still fighting these white supremacists and these oppressors. The dumb thing we've done, we sat up here hoping that we're bringing in other people as reinforcement because they've been oppressed, and then they come over here and join the oppressors against us. We played that game long enough, and we ain't playing it no more. But don't tell us nothing. But when you look at Biden's list of executive orders that he's signing today, I posted the list. Number one, stop border wall construction. That's for the Latinos. Two, end the Muslim ban. That's for the Middle Easterners. Let's go down to four. End the Keystone Pipeline and revoke oil and gas development at national wildlife monuments. That's for the Native Americans, the mongoloid-looking Indians. That's for them. Going down some more. Defend the Dreamers program. That's for more immigrants. Change Trump's arrest priorities for immigration and customs enforcement. More immigrants. Number 12, keep protections for a group of Liberians in the country. That's for African immigrants. I mean, it's Immigrant Fest. He's doing this today. Strengthen his number 15. Strengthen workplace discrimination protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity, lesbian, LGBT. This dude this afternoon is signing an executive order that's going to give specific benefits to every damn group but us. And y'all niggas out here talking about, ooh, look at Michelle Obama. Ooh, she is fierce. Y'all out here, dumb niggas celebrating this, you plantation pickaninnies. Y'all niggas are celebrating this. These people have blatantly said they ain't gonna do a damn thing for us, and they're blatantly doing things for other people. And y'all dumb niggas are on Twitter sitting up here celebrating. No wonder they could bribe your dumb ass into voting with catfish nuggets. We gotta stop the dumb nigga shit out here. They didn't bribe y'all Sambos into voting for black eyed peas, collard greens, butter biscuits, and catfish nuggets. Boy, the bar is low for you niggas. Some of y'all niggas need to stay where you are. Y'all not gonna make it with us. Just bring the maroons over here. Let the maroons get it popping. I'm looking at niggas out here co-signing Biden and Kamala where I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be around that North Star plantation energy. I don't even want to be around that. Oh, man, we're about to get flooded with nonsense for the next 5 years, family. We're about to, they have set up all of their Boule bootlicks, Roland Martin. His bussy is just buzzing all over the place. All of Van Jones, I'm waiting on him to start crying. He usually starts crying around 8 or 9 on CNN. That's when the prime time hours come. Yeah, Van Jones, we need to get a little betting pool on Van Jones as when he gonna cry. I got $50 on 8 o'clock. Who wants some action, goddammit? Who wants some of that action? I got 50 bucks saying that this nigga is gonna start crying at 8 o'clock. That's when the prime time hours end. You get good ratings on that. Just silly nigga fest, man. And fam, let me tell you something. I saw something. Did y'all see on the official Black Lives Matter page? On Martin Luther King's birthday, they had this ashy mammy up here twerking in front of the Dr. Martin Luther King monument. Some chick named Shayna Lynn, who looks like an immigrant tether from somewhere or some anchor baby from somewhere. But they had this ashy mammy shaking her musty looking ass in front of Dr. Martin Luther King's monument. And this was on Black Lives Matter official page. And people were rightfully outraged over this. Now remember, this is Black Lives Matter, their official page. And remember, they're run by white supremacist liberals and their immigrant tethers. So a lot of these immigrant tethers, they've always had contempt for our foundational Black American heroes. That's why Nicki Minaj, who's Trinidadian, who's an immigrant, is always saying something slick about Malcolm X or Rosa Parks or somebody like that. They have contempt. That's why these immigrant tethers will go to the Black Lives Matter protest and start twerking and all that. That's a sign of disrespect. But let me show you. Let me play an audio of this mammy trying to justify why she was twerking. And she can't even really twerk that good. You know, her she's one of these kind of funny built broads. Her ass is real ashy looking. She ain't really got that much ass, and she's trying to justify why she's twerking. And I want y'all to listen to the psycho mammy nigga babble that we're going to be hearing, this type of mammy babble, for the next 4 years. Now, this is something that was co-signed by the Black Lives Matter official site and the white Democrats. I just want to give you an idea of what you're going to be hearing. Listen to this sack of horseshit. This woman justifying why she was twerking.
We created motifs that you'll see in shows, in movies. So often when you see the black woman's body, you're associating it with sex, poverty, and shame. And these are ideas that are continuously perpetuated on TV. Let's just release that. If you see the black woman's body and immediately you think shame and embarrassment, there is a trigger there, and you need to ask yourself why. Why do I feel this way?
Family, this type of nigga babble is going to be taught in schools now. Do you hear this? This woman is talking about, well, y'all just have shame for the black woman's body because, you know, if you feel the black woman's body and you feel shame, that's you. That's some triggering that you need to release, and the body has trauma and you got to twerk the trauma off. This was something promoted by Black Lives Matter. Now let's listen to some more of this nigga babble. I want y'all to really listen to this nigga babble.
See images of black women in freedom of expression, in liberation. We get upset. Some of us may get upset because we feel like I can't be that free. Why can't I express myself like that? What gives her the right to do that when I feel so boxed in? These are some of the thoughts that you really have to internally begin to digest and ask yourself these questions. But what happens is all of the side effects of white supremacy become misplaced. And so a lot of the times, especially black men, you direct your misplaced anger towards black women.
You knew that was coming. So now this fool done sat here and blamed black men for her twerking. This woman didn't even know how to really segue the blame the black man bullshit. See, they're trying to justify that flex, that clapback stupid shit. See, they're trying to intellectualize this dumb shit. They done found a way to blame black men somehow, and she didn't even articulate it right. The Democrats give these clowns a set of talking points, and this chick is so dingy, she don't know how to segue the talking points in that would make sense. Well, you know, there's twerking, and you got to release the body, and really, it's the black man's fault, and then you have to twerk, and there's a lot of pain and anger, and then you got to twerk because the black man ain't shit, and she don't even know how to put the talking points together.
Those who you are supposed to love and honor and protect. And then again, a lot of this is still, we're dealing with issues of the patriarchy, right?
Oh, God. Okay, she's just saying word salad. Okay, this woman's name is Shayna Lynn. Cosign, she's clicked in with Black Lives Matter. She's clicked in with them. This is why all this horse shit sounds so stupid. Hold on.
These dances of swaying the hips, of rotating, of twerking. You are releasing the tension and the trauma that sometimes is not yours from your...
Okay, so twerking is releasing trauma and tension from slavery. This is just horse shit.
Space. Sometimes it's not yours, and you've been holding on to it, or you've been shaming it as a demonized practice, as being over-sexual. There is nothing sexual and over-sexualized about you getting free. Now, for those of you who...
Okay, twerking is going to get you free. Okay. So, fam, listen. Now, we're listening to this idiot, okay, who's clicked in with Black Lives Matter. We're listening to this idiot and we're like, okay, this is a moron. Here's the problem. White liberals and all of these folks, these are the folks that they'll send down to teach your damn kids, okay? These are the idiots that they will send down to an elementary school to teach your goddamn kids. And just imagine a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old baby with this moron with her Sambo mammy babble. Just messing their minds up with this mammy Sambo babble, telling them twerking is all about releasing slave tension. This is what I'm saying. We're going to get 4 years of inundated bullshit like this. Family, we got to be ready under these next 4 years. Family, we're going to be targeted heavy. Now that the Democrats are in office, they're going to protect white supremacists. They're going to give protections to all these immigrant groups, and they're going to leave us out here dangling to be harmed by the white supremacists. And family, ain't no unity. Y'all sitting up here thinking there's going to be some kind of unity coalition. Ain't no unity coalition. These other groups are going to be openly hostile to you. They're already ready to get over here and be hostile. And when we start talking about tangibles, we get scared niggas. See, a lot of black folks are scared to get tangibles because, again, that means you're going to be on your own. You think if white mommy and white daddy give you something, then they're just going to abandon you. See, a lot of niggas don't want to be abandoned by white mommy and white daddy. The thought of you being self-sufficient and doing business with other black folks, see, that scares niggas because deep down, a lot of you don't like other black folks. And a lot of you don't really trust your damn self because you know you'll do anything for a damn dollar. A dollar will make you holler. You understand? So we got to get this thing right out here. See, people, we got people out here prioritizing the wrong thing. Family, did y'all see? And I talked about this the other day. These women who were over there in Bali. These women went over there to Bali, the country of Bali. And they were online bragging about, oh, Bali's a great place. It's LGBT friendly. I moved over here with my girlfriend. It's the black chick moved over there with her black girlfriend. And they all sexual showcasing. Oh, man, I done moved here with my girlfriend. It's all LGBT friendly. Oh, we love it over here. It's so great. It's so great. And they were online showing out, telling all their business, which you ain't supposed to do. She was talking about writing an ebook. She wrote an ebook on how to move to Bali and all this old stuff. And somebody asked her about her visa, and I think her visa was about to expire. So the Indonesian people, a lot of them, you got a lot of those wannabe white Indonesians who, you know, when it comes to black folks, she was encouraging other black people to come over, and there were black people over there in Bali that's already doing well. So they get on code and they get on alert. She start talking about, you know, ways that people can come over and enjoy Bali. So the Indonesian people start getting on code, getting her ass up out of there. Oh, don't encourage other people to come over here to use our tax dollars and to not get a right visa. It was really racially motivated. They don't want a bunch of niggas coming over there like that. They'll deal with a handful, but now if you're trying to encourage a lot of other black people to come on over there, no, everybody gets on alert. And they try to deny it. They try to be just like the white supremacists. They try to deny anti-black racism. But let me tell you something. I've been to Bali. They treat the people, the Papua New Guinea people, they treat them like trash. So they got a lot of colorism over there. I was over in Bali. They got signs all over the place in billboards of skin lightening cream. I mean, huge billboards all over the place. Be white, lighten your skin. So they got that colorism thing over there, like a lot of those Asian countries, but they got on code when it came to us because, see, black folks are going over there thriving. And that's been a problem that a lot of people have with us. See, when we go somewhere and we're not hindered, we will thrive. We'll go somewhere and get that shit popping. That's why folks don't let us come to their shit. They don't want us to come over there running things. So these people were campaigning to get these women deported, and they ended up getting deported. And while they were on the news out there, this fool, the black girl, she's going to try to say that they're getting deported because of LGBT. That's them in denial. Now, listen, she's desperate. That's her trying to get some clout and brownie points from the white LGBT community, and that backfired on her. People looked at her like, what the hell are you talking about? So this is the chick. The two black girls are getting deported from Bali. And listen to this.
So the first chance I give to Christian to give statement.
Hi, everyone. First off, I am not guilty. I have not overstayed my visa. I have not made money in Indonesian rupiah. In Indonesia, I put out a statement about LGBT, and I am being deported because of LGBT.
Okay.
What is your proposal to my people in Indonesia?
This fool sat up here and said she's being deported because of LGBT. That's the stupidest thing imaginable. And let me tell you something. The reason why she did that, see, a lot of y'all and a lot of people who are LGBT, a lot of black folks, see, y'all think using your sexuality is going to be something to help you escape blackness. Wait, family, is Van Jones on TV crying right now? Wait, hold on. Is Van Jones on TV crying right now? Hold on. Wait, somebody said Van Jones is on TV crying right now. Hold on. Please tell me. God damn it. Hold on. Please don't tell me. Man, hold on. Somebody said, wait, they're saying Van Jones. Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to Google it right now. Hold on. Oh, man. Hold on. Where is it? I'm looking on Twitter. I don't see nothing. Okay, I'm trying to see something. I'm looking at TV right now. I need a link. It's not showing on anything. Hold on. I'm looking now. I'm looking on Twitter, guys. He's not crying yet? Okay. He's not crying yet. Okay. Is he crying or not crying? He's on CNN. Is he about to cry? God damn it. What's y'all PayPal? What's your Cash App? We're going to get some action, God damn it. I knew this nigga was going to be crying around 8 o'clock. Hold on, please. I need a link. Somebody said, God, did I hit that right on the money? Man, we should have had a betting pool, man. I knew it was going to be 8 o'clock. He ain't crying. Somebody said he's about to cry. Okay, he's on there, but he's about to cry, but he's not crying yet. Well, I need to get some action on that, man. I need to get some Van Jones action. He's going to be crying in a minute. He's about to cry. If he cry, I need everybody send me $50 on Cash App. Who got 8:30 or 9? Listen, who got action on? I got 8 o'clock. Who got 8:30 or 9? We're gonna get betting pools on these Sambo ass niggas. Somebody said he's on TV now. The tears are welling up right now. The tears are already welling up on his ass. That nigga's eyes are getting watery. I'm going to put another 20 on it. Shit. Oh, God. But like I said, I was talking about these women, man. See, these women, they went over there to Bali to basically, we're going to escape racism by going to Bali. We're going to escape this black thing by going to another country. Oh, man, it's so great over here. And we're going to escape this black thing by prioritizing our sexuality. We're lesbians first. We're LGBT first before we're black. And then they went over there to Bali and got reminded of their blackness. See, they know instinctively that those people over there were going off on them because of their blackness. All of that outrage wasn't over no damn visa. All of that outrage that the Bali people had for those women wasn't over no goddamn visa. White people go over there and overstay their visas. It was like 3,000 people from Australia. They let them stay and overstay their visas. It ain't about no damn visa, okay? It ain't about no visa. It was because they don't want black folks getting too comfortable. That's what that was about, and they know it. So that's why the woman had to reinforce, well, they're doing this because I'm LGBT. This is not, because she kept getting reminded of her damn blackness. You left the country to get treated like a damn nigga. They don't treat white folks like that over there, especially because their visa expired or is about to expire. They don't treat white people like that over no minor issue like a visa. And it ain't about taxes. Those women ain't making no money like that. They might pay a couple of hundred dollars a year in taxes. They probably got some little bullshit online business or something. So it ain't that. They went over there and got treated like niggas. And they're trying to reinforce, it's really LGBT. They got a nigga wake up call. You dig? They got that nigga wake up call. But the thing is, family, when it comes to us, when we say we want something, we're told we're supposed to be super niggas and we're just supposed to survive without anything. Black people, you're not super niggas. None of that stuff, man. We pay taxes. Our families built this government. We are contributing to this government. We are supposed to benefit from that, especially when we have a government that has specifically aggrieved us, that has specifically deprived us of resources. We need to be compensated. Black people, stop being ashamed and afraid to say we need to be compensated. We need compensatory justice in the form of reparations, in the form of payments. We need that paper. And I'm tired of niggas, especially old niggas. Man, we don't need no money. I had some Sambo old February Jenkins ass nigga the other day on Twitter. Man, you talking about all them tangibles? All I want is an equal shake. I just don't need no tangibles. I don't need nothing. I just want a fair share, and that's all I need. All I need is a fair share. That's all I need. It's all them old niggas, these old niggas who worked at the plant talking all that. I just need a fair share. I just need a little bit of that equal opportunities and I'll be all right. No, we need compensatory opportunity. I don't need no handout from no government. See, that's the problem with y'all now. Y'all with your pants sagging and everything like that. You don't need no handout. Nigga, miss me, you old John Henry ass niggas trying to outrun a train. Fuck all that. Nigga, we need tangibles. All that super nigga stuff. No. We need tangibles, Cephas. Everybody get no handouts. That's the problem with black folks right there. You're out there trying to get handouts and everything. We need to be like everybody else. Nigga, let me tell you something. Black folks, family, don't let anybody shame you with that handout talk. Every other group come over here and they get every handout imaginable. All these immigrant groups are coming over here getting handouts. All the Dreamer programs and the HBCU money and affirmative action money, those are handouts, man. They didn't earn none of that, nor did their family. That's a goddamn handout. And don't ever get me on white people. Family, I don't know where y'all niggas get this myth that white people don't be skimming. Nigga, white people are the masters of skimming from the government. I don't know. White people got y'all niggas fooled thinking that they just wake up one day and just they go out there and got all these creative ways to get paper. White people are the masters of skimming from the government. White people will sit up here and get all types of government programs that they done finessed on. A white person will go out here, put on some feathers and claim Native American and get a Native American contracting grant, take the Native American feathers off, then put on a turban, then claim to be a Muslim, and then get some Muslim benefits, and then take the turban off, put on some booty shorts, and then go get some LGBT money, take off the booty shorts, go put on a cowboy hat, and go get some homestead land somewhere, or get some farmland. And then put on some dark rouge and some braids and get some minority benefits or an NAACP grant and pull a Rachel Dolezal on your ass and then turn around and tell black folks to pull yourselves up by your damn bootstraps and you up here working your ass. All right, I gotta get this money the best way I know how. They have all types of skims for the government. Man, they skim. If there's a program or a grant that's available from the government, well, the white person is going to be in line way before you. If you even find out about it, you find out about the little peanuts. You find out about the little crumbs, all the big money grants. Oh, man, the corporations get all that. They get all types of federally funded resources. Dude, please give me my fucking money. No, that way you ain't about to shame me. Hey, y'all want a handout. You goddamn right. I want what's mine. This is my government, the country that my family built. I pay taxes. Give me some of that. Give me some of that. You understand? But no, y'all niggas out here, y'all want approval. A lot of y'all want, y'all want some more of those butter beans and collard greens and y'all want a pat on the head to go vote, y'all niggas will give your left kidney to be around some white people. Literally. Family, did y'all see the story of the Negro who donated his liver to a white woman? Some nigga saw some white woman online and she needed a liver. And this nigga, this random Negro, went and donated his liver to some random white woman. You see, everybody needs a fair shot in life. I'm just trying to save somebody's life. This nigga gave some random white woman his liver. Lord, y'all niggas, boy. Y'all niggas, boy. Y'all do the most. Now, you ask that same nigga for $5, he'll cut you with a broken bottle. But a white person, can I have your liver, nigga? You sure can. Well, now, if you cut me now, don't get my clothes, buddy, because I just got to go to church. Oh, God, I'm sick of you plantation-ass niggas. I'm tired. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio, man. Listen, this Sunday, the buck-breaking trail is coming out. Y'all stay tuned for that. Go to officialfba.com to get your Foundation of Black American flags and bandanas and all that good stuff. Also, go to ogunjuice.com to get the Ogun Juice pepper spray and shirts and all that good stuff. And go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and the movie 1804. I'ma holler at you guys Sunday. Y'all be good.